Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Don't forget, you can win a trip to Vegas.
Loss?
Vegas. Courtesy of Circus Sports and 1620 The Zone. All you have to do is sign up for Subscribe today. Just give us your email. That's all we want. And then we're going to send you all the deets, and you can be entered to win.
Not to mention, John, so that's the grand prize winner. They'll get a
flyaway
to Las Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino with Nick, Happer, and me. Not in the same room.
Not in the same room.
We all have our own rooms.
You'll get your own room.
Hang out pools side. Yes.
You don't even have to hang out with these guys if you don't want to.
Not to mention, you can get a chance to win a local 1620 The Watch party at Backlot Tap House in Exarban for you and the boys or the gals.
Your friends.
People that, or even family if you
or
like.
Or coworkers.
Yeah, how about that?
Or people that you just owe money to.
For the college basketball playoff.
A dude you met one time. A dude you met one time. Hey, you want to do this thing?
Yeah. It's the 1620 The Watch Party, powered by Circa Resort and Casino and Backlot Tap House.
Thank you, Circa.
By the way, we have some real fun stuff coming up with the college basketball playoff this year that I know we're having a meeting for on Thursday.
And you...
We are.
Are we?
Yes.
On Thursday?
We were promised pizza. Did you forget about the email
that
said you'll get food of some sort?
Did that?
What if our boss brought...
Oh, there it is.
What if our boss brought in...
There it is.
I know he's listening right now. Delicious Popeye's fried chicken. I'm an all-thighs guy, Mark.
I'm not waiting.
You better order it now, Mark.
I can't wait until next week for this meeting because I'll be in New York.
What if we all get cheetahs?
We'll get all...
He would have had to have ordered the Popeyes a month ago to have it ready for next week.
I didn't get a chance to try the cheetahs, so that would be nice. But we're getting all of our assignments. We have some. I know some of the deets. We got some real cool stuff coming up for the college basketball playoff this year.
Ooh. How about the wife was listening? She's I've already got a classic pimento sandwich recipe.
Sorry, one of our listeners is buying us the real thing. I gave him the ad. He said, seriously, I'm going to buy this for you guys.
That's awesome.
Thank you. What a listener. Yeah.
Thank you so much, listener.
Yep, indeed.
By the way, do you know what's in pimento cheese?
Cheese, I hope.
And pimento.
Well,
what's pimento?
The thing about pimento cheese, it's more of a cheese. It's more of like a sandwich spread than it is... You're not making a cheese, but what it is, you get it's shredded cheeses like cheddar and sharp cheddar.
Okay, I like those.
And it's mixed in with a base
mayonnaise,
which is a base.
Yum. What else is in there?
Then the reason it's
Daddy's
called pimento cheese is because there are pimentos in it.
So what is pimento?
You know the little red thing inside the green olives? That's pimentos.
Oh, I didn't know.
They're like little green olives.
No,
they're not olives. It's the thing inside the olives. Pimentos are like a little pepper.
Pepper?
I didn't know olives had tiny baby peppers in them.
So are those
You've never seen a green olive?
No, I've seen a green olive. I just didn't realize.
You know what I do with the green olives, Sean?
Thing.
I throw them away.
Take, Josh.
Yeah, they're good. They're very good.
I've never seen an inside of a green olive before.
But yeah, that's...
I don't look at them.
I mean, I'm still excited to try this, though. I'm excited to try new things.
I am, too.
By the way, Sean wants to know, Nick. Does Nick know how much rice is in Vegas?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I hope I can find
I'm sure there's
rice.
An all-rice restaurant there somewhere that you can...
I hope I can find an all-you-can-eat rice buffet.
What if they were like, this is going to be a fun new bit for travel. You get to pay for all your food on the road.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
What a fun new bit that would be.
I wouldn't eat.
Yep.
Do you know what they have in Las Vegas? In-N-Out Burger.
I would love to try In-N-Out, legitimately.
Our dear friend of the Grum, Chris
Whitney.
There's
one there.
Happy birthday, by the way, to Chris. He turned 40 yesterday.
Yes, and he celebrated in a uniquely American great way.
You saw what he did?
He tried the best burger and fries anywhere, In-N-Out.
Yeah, he went to California. He ran in a marathon. He set a new PR. Shout out to Chris.
Nice.
And then, yesterday he celebrated by having In-N-Out. And I wanted to be happy for him, but I said, I think it's kind of average.
Maybe we can meet up with friend of the program who lives in Vegas now. They can take us to In-N-Out.
Joe? You want to hang out with Joe and go to In-N-Out?
I want Joe to take me to In-N-Out. I won't have a ride.
No offense to Joe. I'm just going to hang out by the pool. See, I don't want to go places. Nick's like, let's travel everywhere.
Joe,
what do
I
like doing when I'm out of town? Nothing. I like sitting there.
Joe, can I have a ride to the disc golf course?
Wow, this is unreal. You're not kidding about Nick wanting the handouts.
I'm not giving people my Venmo.
Caitlin Clark.
My goat.
America loves Caitlin Clark.
And hates Caitlin Clark.
Well, yes, but it's a nut. Hey, listen.
That's what's good about
it. At least they feel something about her, which means they're watching. Her regular season finale, in which she passed Pistol Pete in terms of points scored, albeit on a very questionable technical foul.
Interesting.
Good Lord.
Nice.
But 3.3 million people watched the game on Sunday
what
afternoon.
What channel was this on?
It's on Fox. It's on Fox. It was the second most watched college basketball game, either gender, this year. Only the Michigan State-Arizona game, which was on Thanksgiving after an NFL game.
Wow.
Which got the big lead-in audience. Yeah. It even had more viewers than the Duke-North Carolina game, the first Duke-North Carolina game, which is usually the most watched regular season game of the year in college basketball.
Unless the game is played on Christmas after an NFL game.
That's true. But so for this year, the average women's college basketball audience on Fox is larger than the men's.
Wow. Because of her.
Because of her. Women's basketball is up 48% on Fox, 60% across all national networks. So, pretty impressive. And when you add the streaming viewers, they say the viewership peaked at 4.4 million viewers on Sunday.
Again, if that was a men's game, that would those are extraordinary regular season basketball numbers.
So people love their Caitlin Clark.
They love watching her, certainly.
One way or another.
I hope she can make money in the WNBA.
We hope.
Here's the good news. She might be able to make it after all. She just signed another endorsement deal with the insurance company Gainbridge, which is based out of Indianapolis. Here are the clients that she already has multi-year partnerships with. She just signed with Gainbridge, Gatorade, State Farm, Nike, Hy-Vee, H&R Block, Buick. Yeah, she looks like a Buick girl.
Ha!
Bose. Shootaway.
Hey, John.
Tops. Goldman Sachs and the Vinyl Studio.
Oh, hell yeah, Vinyl. Wow. Vinyl's back.
Tops? That's interesting.
That's a card company.
No, I get that. I just didn't know that they did individual endorsements.
Mm.
Well, they do now. And this was an interesting point brought up by women's basketball legend Rebecca Lobo. The WNBA, you know, this impoverished league that she's going to and she's going to have to pay to play in because she'll never make
any
money.
It's like me running a marathon.
Their TV deal expires in 2025.
Oh, that is perfect timing.
I will be curious to see if this transcends into the WNBA, if the viewers follow along, or at least they see a spike,
an uptick
in viewership, because the WNBA, that's a late summer league.
The
finals are usually like in early October. So there's a lot of football crossover.
Correct. And so in regards to that, you know, certainly the calendar could work out better. I heard this comparison made last week, and I wonder what you think about it. And it was Bomani Jones, and he brought up how the most famous college basketball game of all time is Magic Johnson and Michigan State versus Larry Bird in Indiana State,
yes,
right? 1979.
Yep.
So that happens, and he pointed out that after that, college basketball was still more popular than the NBA. Or actually, maybe this was on Simmons's pod. Sorry, John, I know you hate him.
Highly unlikely.
But eventually, the NBA surpassed college basketball, and it has been more popular, broader, ever since. But it took a while. There was a long tail that had to happen, but those two begat the Bad Boys and then Michael Jordan, and suddenly they're off to the races in the 90s. And so the question essentially is, can she do for the WNBA what those two and others did for the NBA back in the 80s and 90s?
Also, can I just add, on the new 2K video games, the newer ones, they've included the WNBA into the video games too. So bringing in even more people into the
fold. Interesting. You said it earlier, John. Can she do that? Can she do that for this league?
Again, one of the problems is the timing.
Yep.
Because once football season starts, that sucks the oxygen out of the room.
Plus, as always with this, and I don't want this to just be like a WNBA conversation in a way, it's hard if you did not grow up rooting for a team to have like feelings. Like, we've tried to get into hockey. I've tried to get into soccer. Why do I care about certain teams? Because it's been ingrained in your life forever. For you, that you've been a Rams fan since
78.
For me, the Cowboys since I was a kid. And so it's so ingrained with you. Universities, it's different because for some of us, it's ever since 1970, whatever. For me, it's 1996 for Nebraska. It's like you grow up, you have family members that maybe went there, or then you attend the university itself. This is different. That said, I think she's obviously going to get a ton of young fans that will follow her to the league. Because that's what young people do right now. They root for players more than they root for teams.
Yeah, and so from that standpoint, you would think that there will be some kind of a spike. I do wonder, though, similar to Magic and Bird, if there needs to be a rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And there for a little bit, going back to last year, it was her and Angel Reese at LSU, but that obviously they're not in the same conference. They don't play all the time, you know. But you do wonder if there needs to be a rivalry, too, to help.
It helped, yeah. Magic needed Larry. Yeah, Larry needed Magic.
I don't think those two individually would have been able to help drive the NBA. I think it needed to be the both of them.
Not to mention, and of course, it also helped that they ended up on the two Tiffany franchises in the NBA. I mean, and that was pure luck and randomness, right? The Celtics drafted Larry Bird's rights the summer before.
Correct.
And so they needed a little bit of luck. And yeah, like there is no Tiffany franchise in the WNBA. No. So like you're not going to be able to get that. But you just hit on it. To have a rivalry that she could have would be super, super important.
She might have a rivalry against good acting.
Nice. Are you talking about the commercials or on the floor?
No, I'm talking about on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
With the whole, oh, I've been shot.
Mm. Oh, wait, is this about storming the court? You're okay to storm the court?
I remember when that male player got hurt this court storming.
He must be out for weeks, months. How is he doing? Everyone said it was like he got shot on the floor. Is he okay?
Well, he tweaked his ankle.
Oh, is he back, though?
Oh, he tweaked his ankle.
Oh, interesting.
Everyone made it seem like
it was the worst thing that had happened to mankind.
Well, it was pretty bad.
Meanwhile, somebody gets hit while they're blindsided on the court.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never been blindsided from the front before, but sure. Why not?
You haven't? You've never been blindsided from the front?
That person wasn't coming in front of... People it's get tunnel to... vision, John.
Yeah, speaking of getting hit, I'd like you to guess who said this, and this has to do with Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
We played the audio a couple weeks ago of ESPN's Jay Williams refusing to acknowledge that she was great because she hadn't won a championship.
Correct.
This individual, who happens to work now for the same network as Jay Williams, said the following. Some expert says, well, she hasn't won a championship. If I ever see that guy, I'll just punch him.
Whoa.
Unless he's really big. I won't do it if he's really big. But these people, how do they even get jobs saying stuff like that? You know, there should be certain things you say that disqualifies you from ever being on radio or TV again. And to bring that up with Caitlin Clark or Karl Malone or John Stockton or people like that, they make their team so much better. Without them, the Utah Jazz wouldn't have won too many games without those two guys.
You said this is someone at his network?
Mm-hmm.
Is that McAfee?
Mm-mm.
JJ.
Think about someone who would have the attitude of just saying, oh, someone said something stupid. I'm just going to punch them in the face.
Punch them in the face? I don't know.
Might be someone who's of a more seasoned generation.
More seasoned? Was that Stephen A?
It was Jim Boeheim.
Oh, my gosh!
Wow.
Damn, Jim. Oh, that's because Jim, for the longest time, didn't win championships, so people probably crapped on him, so he sees some kinship. Maybe in Caitlin.
Possibly, but he's right. I mean, it is stupid not to acknowledge someone's greatness because they didn't win a college championship.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I don't mind saying, like, you can't say they're the best player.
If I ever see that guy, I'll just punch him
in the face.
Unless he's really big.
Watch out. Well, Jay Williams isn't that big. He was like a 6 foot something, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly. Wow, look at Jim Boeheim. What a take. Hey, you're right. That guy's not afraid of giving his opinions.
I call him Boeheim Steamroller.
I always called him Sweaty Coat Man. His coat was so sweaty. Then he'd take it off.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, he's no Sean Miller, but.
No, nobody is, though.
Who is?
Yeah.
All right, what's the mood heading into year two?
That's the question.
Are we in the mood of punching people in the face like Jim Beheim?
No. Are we lighting some candles?
Let's find out.
Next on 1620 The Zone.
Save big money on exterior wall lights. Now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.